You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here, for bringing your amazing energy. We can all feel it every time the community comes together. The energy is so, so amazing. So thank you for being here. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Here in the Wisdom Community, this series is about ancient wisdom. But what was once known, knowledge and wisdom from all realms, not just our own planet, but other galaxies, realms, dimensions too. And this season, we are really celebrating your light within. So the theme for this series is celebrate your light within. The spark of divinity that is within all of us, the spark of creation that is already existing, that already exists within all of us. That's what we're celebrating. And so may we be open to receive any messages that the divine has for us, that we may truly recognize and celebrate our own divinity and our own light within. So right now, as we begin this call, we call in the ancient ones. We call in the beings of love, light, power, and service. Call Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Son to support us, to open our hearts. Let us hear the message that is being delivered today. Let us experience what is being shown to us today. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Jean Ang has been with us a few times, so many of you are familiar with Jean. But Jean has a healing practice based in Thousand Oaks, California, and sees clients for a number of energy healing practices. In addition, he teaches seminars that focus on the integration of science, spirituality, and healing. Jean travels both in the United States and internationally, facilitating healing sessions and workshops. Jean received his BA from Stanford in human biology and philosophy and religious studies and a PhD from Yale University in neurobiology. His work centers around the use of subtle energy to restore balance and harmony to the body and to the mind. But many of you know Jean for his work with and the connection that he has with beings from other realms. Specifically today, we're going to be talking about Arcturians. So Jean's going to be talking about Arcturian evolution engine, working with the Arcturians to accelerate our spiritual growth, which is one of the reasons why every single one of us is here today. So Jean, welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ian. Thanks. Thanks so much for inviting me to be part of the Telesummit, and it's a great honor and pleasure to be able to talk with the community here. Really excited.
Absolutely. You know, you've been on a couple of times before, and you've shared work and you've shared frequencies with the community, and the community is really excited to be part of that. So everyone, towards the end of the call, Jean's actually going to be taking everyone through a process. There's going to be an Arcturian accelerator frequency that helps develop the astral body and the spiritual body. And towards the end, I'll let Jean talk about that a little bit more. But that's going to be towards the end of the call. Jean's also going to be taking live questions, of course, which is something that we do here on the show. So *2 to raise your hand or put your question in the question box if you're on the interview page. So, you know, today we're going to be talking about really expanding and deepening and developing our connection with the higher realms and beings from the higher realms, higher spiritual beings. We're also going to be talking about some transpersonal chakra work. And so, you know, maybe Jean, we can start this off by, you know, talking about why connection with higher realms is so important. You know, we live here in the 3D world. Many, many of us bridge the worlds, and be it astral traveling, be it connection with guides, and we kind of bridge the worlds. But if you could just give us an understanding of why it's so important to actually really develop that connection with the higher spiritual beings.
Yeah, I think like in my own spiritual evolution and in general in people's spiritual path, we might start out focusing on the physical realm and perhaps also with the way education is right now, although some more advanced or innovative educational systems might not follow this model, but what they call it is a strictly scientific materialist model, which basically suggests or states that what's real is the physical world. So we tend to be very locked in the beginning into seeing our reality as only what's in the physical world, although that might not be what's true or what's actually happening. And as our consciousness expands, we realize that there's actually other consciousness, other, if you'd like to call it, spiritual beings that are moving in and out and within us, inspiring us, perhaps influencing us, that we didn't even know about. So as we're sort of expanding our awareness, we begin to have more conscious recall and awareness of these spiritual realities and spiritual beings that are interacting with us, that had already been interacting with us. And so we begin to interact with them more consciously, more cooperatively. And I think that's the general direction in terms of spiritual evolution and spiritual dynamic. So I think it's an important topic as people become more conscious of that, or if they already have, to develop ways to make that more facile or even more innovative.
So if we have an awareness of beings in other realms, can you share with the community a few of the benefits that exist for us to connect? So in other words, pretend we don't know why. So if you could just explain why we would want to do that and how that helps our own development and our own soul evolution.
Yeah. Well, the one model that maybe is a good place to start with, I usually call it spiritual discernment. And that's just the sense or the awareness that there's sort of three levels maybe that I'll present. The first level is just simply being aware of triggers that we might have. So you might hear the voice of a friend who reminds you of someone you knew in the past. Maybe it was a very close connection, so you become emotional because of that connection. Conversely, someone might remind you of maybe a relationship that wasn't so positive in the 20 years ago. And although that person has nothing to do with that relationship, you're aware of certain triggers. So I would call that like a first level of awareness. The second level would be recognizing that the thoughts that we have might not only be our own, that they could be coming from either other people or other spiritual beings. And this is where I guess we enter our conversation or question here. And this begins to exit the scientific materialist model. So the idea is that our consciousness can be influenced by other people's thoughts as well as other beings' thoughts. So that would be another level of spiritual discernment, is discerning whether our thoughts are actually coming from ourselves or from another being. And then finally, the third level would be, if it is coming from another being, what's the quality of those thoughts? Are they actually helping us towards our evolutionary path, or are they something that might be sidelining us or taking us off from where we'd like to go? These are three levels, and the last two levels are something I think as people sort of are moving on their spiritual path, these are sort of maybe more advanced levels that people are coming to understand, and maybe where our conversation and the importance of, like you were asking, what's the importance and benefit to understanding how spiritual beings work with us or influence us. And just as a short answer, what I was saying is just simply the first level would be awareness that our thoughts might not just be our own. They actually might be coming from other people or other beings.
Would you say, Gene, that, you know, as everyone's consciousness is expanding, which it clearly is, you know, we are even 10, 15 years ago, I think as a species, we are at a different level of consciousness. Certainly there's more people on the spiritual path right now with more recognition and understanding and acceptance of spiritual phenomena, so to speak, even the esoterics that are clearly part of our reality. Would you say that there is more of a desire from the higher beings to work with us, to kind of you know, to lift us up spiritually and consciously?
Yeah, I think you bring up a great point, and maybe a number of different processes that you know, people are aware of, or if you're more conscious of, can utilize them, that you pointed out. One of them is this idea of resonance, that, you know, as each of us develop our consciousness, and like you said, it seems to be a global effect, and such programs such as this teleseminar and people's work on themselves is raising everyone else's consciousness, because we're in sort of resonance with each other. Even if we never meet each other physically, it makes it easier for us to kind of tread the path, because so many people are, you know, going on the walk, so to speak, and it makes it easier to encounter and overcome different consciousness hurdles as well as challenges. So I think in a sense, we're globally raising our awareness. One of those things that I think pertinent to our talk is, because I came out of science, this strong scientific materialist model, which is the sense, again, that the only reality is the physical world, which is a type of thought form. I don't think the community that we're talking with now and ourselves really hold to that, but it is a large thought form. And when that thought form is strongly in place, it tends to close our channels to the spiritual world. So conversely, as people let go of that model and perhaps have direct experiences of non-physical realities, because we're in resonance with each other, it makes it much easier for other people to let go of that scientific materialist model and make their own spiritual connections. And then kind of segueing to what you pointed out, this allows spiritual beings, like our own guides, to be able to communicate to us more consciously. It's as if when we hold the scientific materialist model too strongly in place, it's as if we wouldn't get on the telephone line to our spiritual help or our spiritual guides, because we don't believe that's a real connection. And then as that model is let go of and we hold perhaps what's called a more multidimensional model, will be more open and perhaps even active in listening to our spiritual help and spiritual guides, and even guides that we aren't fully aware of now, but that have been sort of working with us in the background.
Mm. Yeah, it's wonderful to know that we have so much support. I wanted to speak to you a little bit about, or have you speak to us about, excuse me, about the transpersonal chakras above and below the body that you pointed out in the past. And so can you share with us the role that firstly, pretend we don't know what they are, and share with us a little bit more about transpersonal chakras, and then also about the role that they play in helping us either establish or maintain communication with the higher realms?
Yeah, well, I really like what you pointed out earlier on, that there are many different techniques, so to speak, to make our connection with the multidimensional realities and beings in other planes. You mentioned the out-of-body or astral traveling, journeying, like in shamanic traditions. And then what I'm focusing here with the transpersonal chakras is perhaps what you might call a more meditative or energetic technique or way to develop our communication with the higher realms and inner world beings. And so just to start out, people might be aware of what's called the pillar of light, or sort of this central vertical column of energy that runs in our body. And the part that runs within our physical body, of course, this is referring to the energy body within our physical body. Some people know through yoga as the central channel of energy. And then this continues both infinitely upwards and downwards. So upwards, I might just refer to that, you know, going from your crown chakra just vertically upwards as the upper pillar, or the upper pillar of light. And then from your root chakra down into the ground and sort of infinitely into the center of the earth and beyond, I would just refer to as the lower pillar. So most people are aware of the seven or more, depending on the system you use, chakras or energy centers that are within your body. So that's sort of within the vertical central channel. But there are also energy points, or you could also call them chakra points, that are in these upper and lower pillars. So about 1 foot or 30 centimeters from your crown chakra above your head is another energy point, which would be, I would just refer to as the first transpersonal chakra. So sort of the chakra outside of your body, moving upwards. And this just continues 1 foot from each chakra upwards. So like 2 feet or about 60 centimeters above would be the second transpersonal chakra, and so on to the third and fourth. And in fact, these nodes rise infinitely upwards in the upper pillar. And then just as a homologue to that, in the lower pillar, you have lower transpersonal chakras that go into the ground, separated about 30 centimeters to 1 foot apart from each other. And these are still part of your energy field. They're just outside of the energy field that encompasses your physical body. So just to mention a few points in regards to why these are important in terms of communicating with spiritual beings. The entire pillar of light is, you could say, is it's like a spiritual antenna. So higher spiritual beings are connecting to our pillar of light at various locations, particularly in the upper and lower pillar. And maybe we can just focus in our discussion to the upper pillar. So the one other point is that the energy quality or the frequency level is much higher in these transpersonal chakras. And that's one of the reasons they're outside the physical body. So if you were to take or move your awareness to the first chakra above your head, the first transpersonal point, if theoretically you were able to take that chakra and pull it down into your head, which you're not really able to do just because of the energetic structure. But if you were, the frequency level, the energetic voltage of that chakra would burn out the sort of energy channels in the head center. It's just much at a higher level. So you could say partly that's why it's outside the body. But as you sort of stabilize and are able to access that first chakra point above your head, you're able to access higher levels of consciousness as well as higher frequency levels. So that's one of the reasons to develop these transpersonal chakras. And the sequence would be, of course, to first develop the chakras within your body and then move to these higher voltage chakras outside your body, the transpersonal chakras. But just as a last point, what I was getting to was that the spiritual beings, they connect to these transpersonal chakras. So they are also a way to connect consciously and communicate consciously with higher spiritual beings. So just referring again to that first transpersonal chakra, as you develop and are able to get your awareness into that chakra, you're then able to use it as a type of communication device, much like you might have developed your third eye as a way to become aware of subtle energies. You can develop the first chakra above your head to become aware of what I call pack thoughts that are coming both from other people as well as other spiritual beings. So we can get into maybe the mechanics of that, but that would be how this kind of dovetails into our discussion of communicating with higher spiritual beings.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So your ability to communicate, once you tap into or access these transpersonal chakras, your ability to communicate at higher levels is enhanced.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So is it appropriate for you to share with us? Can you share with us maybe at a high level one way that we are able to access the transpersonal chakras? I know you said that we should be doing the regular, you know, 1 through 7, so to speak, chakra work first because it's more advanced work. But, you know, if we are working on our chakras, maybe through cleansing, maybe through visualizations, maybe through bringing in light into our chakras, maybe through spinning our chakras, balancing them. If we do that work already today, how would we then do the work with our transpersonal chakras? What sort of things could we do so that we can access them and then, you know, develop our communication?
Yeah, exactly. So so if you had a meditation practice already in place where you, let's say, were, like you said, working with the chakras within your body, even one or two of them, or maybe, you know, the host of them, let's say 7, you could do this as like a capping or ending exercises. What you do is you, you know, start with your awareness at your crown center. Let's say you're developing the first chakra above your head. Then you would slowly move your awareness sort of up the pillar of light, maybe inch by inch or, you know, a couple centimeters at a time, until you find where you feel the sort of most intensity energetically, however that might be for you. Maybe it's tingling, vibrations, or temperature changes. And that's the approximate location of your first transpersonal chakra. So it's anywhere between 15 to 30 centimeters or 6 to 12 inches, and it will vary for each person. But once you find that strong intensity, you would just keep your awareness there. This would just be a, you know, a basic way to develop that chakra. You would keep your awareness there for, that would become now your meditation focus for, let's say, 5 minutes, or, you know, anywhere between 3 to 5 minutes or more. And as you're meditating there, you're actually developing its structure or your capacity to sort of put your awareness into that chakra. If you've never done that before, it may feel a little amorphous, or for some people, you may have done it in a past life, or maybe you've already done it in this life. So it'll be quite easy to put your awareness into that chakra, just like you would into, let's say, your throat chakra or your heart chakra. So that would be one way to, almost like an exercise, like you might do pull-ups or push-ups, to develop that muscle of the first transpersonal chakra, simply using it as a meditation focus. Then functionally, how you might use it in everyday life or in your communication with higher beings, maybe we'll start with that, since that's kind of our theme here. Is let's say you wanted to receive a download from, let's say you work with Buddha Kuan Yin, it just comes to mind. You would move your awareness up into that first chakra above your head, and then in your mind's eye, you could imagine Buddha Kuan Yin, maybe have a statue or a picture of her in front of you, and then you lightly move your awareness to what would be her first transpersonal chakra above her head, and just sort of lightly make a connection between your first transpersonal chakra and her first transpersonal chakra. And that's enough to sort of make the connection. And then you simply keep your awareness in your own first transpersonal chakra. And you could hold a question. Maybe you do have a question or a request to that higher being, or you could keep it simply open. At that point, you might, and what I don't know if the secret is the right term, but the secret here is not to become verbal. You want to stay quiet and still, And at that moment, there'll be an exchange, a tremendous amount of information will be exchanged between the higher being and yourself, but it will be in a form that I call packed. It's a bit like receiving, like downloading files from a server. There's a tremendous amount of information that's transferred, but you don't want to open up any of those files. So metaphorically, opening up those files would be to start to become verbal, like starting to ask verbal questions. You simply want to be still or quiet as you receive the download. And then later on, you can so-called unpack or, see exactly what it means in a verbal language or pictorial language, perhaps after the meditation.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that, Gene. Yeah. I wanted to ask you this because this was one of the talking points that we were going to talk about, and that's the reverse ritual. So can you share with us what the reverse ritual is and why it's important?
Yeah, so we were kind of already getting to a form of the reverse ritual with this working with the first transpersonal chakra above the head and communicating with a higher being. I use the example of Buddha Kuan Yin, or it might be like an archangel. It could be any higher being that you have a connection with. But what we just did there, if you use that example, is we raised our frequency of consciousness up to the first transpersonal point. So we were raising our sort of awareness, frequency, and consciousness to either match or get closer to the higher frequency or awareness of the higher being. So the communication gap was shortened, and it's much easier for that higher being to so-called transmit energy and information to us. So in a way, we developed our own consciousness muscle, if you were to metaphorically say that, to raise our awareness to their level. And in the past, let's say, 500 years ago or even presently, there is the idea of manifesting a spiritual being into your physical space, sort of like in an alchemical way. And this is a request to bring, let's say, a higher being to help have them lower their vibration to the physical plane, sort of almost densify themselves to manifest into the physical space. So that would be called like the ritual. And what we were just doing is the reverse ritual is where we develop our consciousness and our awareness and raise it to match or sort of to move into their dimension or their higher frequency plane. And you can do that by developing the transpersonal chakras.
Yeah, that seems like a better way to go to raise our own vibration. I think that's what most of us are really trying to do and raise our frequency versus having a higher being densify their frequency. That definitely seems like a better way to go. Let's talk a little bit about, again, the Arcturians genes, mostly because of your relationship with them and really your knowledge about them. So if we could maybe talk about the Arcturians now more specifically and what not necessarily their role would be, but how can they benefit our practice, our growth? And again, specifically the Arcturians. So as a group / as a race.
Yeah. So maybe some people who listened to previous talks, like you mentioned on the telesummit that we had, focusing on the Arcturians, or they've heard other speakers who have had a connection with the Arcturians or read either through books or the internet about the Arcturians. I'll just say one or two words to kind of bring everybody up to sort of the same awareness about the Arcturians. I consider them a type of spiritual being, not so much a physical being. Arcturus is a star. It is actually a physical star, I think about 30 or so light years away. But the way I'm referring to Arcturus and Arcturians is more from the, I would say, inner world level, like the astral dimension of Arcturus and the astral beings or the higher beings that may be anchored to that astral location. Various clairvoyants and channelers have also made connections with Arcturians as spiritual beings, and usually they're characterized as very benevolent, advanced in their consciousness, dedicated to helping humanity. Arcturus, as a spiritual gateway, seems to be a major gateway that a lot of souls use to sort of incarnate into this particular physical dimension. Supposedly, there are many physical, many dimensions we can incarnate as a soul in our soul's journey. And so this is, Arcturus seems to be like a type of gateway into this particular sort of reality level in terms of our physical planet. But the other characteristic of Arcturians is that they're also known for a lot of advanced healing technologies or healing light technologies. So these are some of the things that other people have found, and of course I found in my own exploration or connection with them. So I bring them up, not necessarily, some people might feel a connection with them, whether they've already have it or just hearing the talk or maybe feeling some of the frequencies today. But in our larger conversation, they could be also seen just as a model for how you might connect with spiritual beings and how that might develop your own spiritual walk or your spiritual path. So it might not be with the Arcturians, but you could use maybe some of the information here to make a connection with higher beings who you feel perhaps more in resonance, or maybe it's part of your lineage that's not necessarily Arcturian, but the principles might apply and be similar. So what I found is I used mostly shamanic journeying to receive a lot of the connections and information from the Arcturians, particularly with developing the different healing frequencies that have become what I just have labeled the Arcturian healing method. So there's, you can really use a number of different tools and sort of avenues. We talked about using a more meditative way with the transpersonal chakras, and we didn't really talk about specifics of journeying, but maybe many people on the call have done that or experienced that. And so I've also used that to receive sort of information or packed information from the Arcturians, particularly with healing, in regards to healing.
Mm. So when you use shamanic journeying, so for those who might be familiar and maybe those who aren't, typically there's going to be three worlds, right? There's a lower world, there's a mm-hmm. middle world, and there's an upper world. Would you then focus your attention and your journey on the upper world when you journey shamanically?
Yeah, I typically journey to the upper world for people to know, like you mentioned, there's a little bit of the mechanics using an upper world portal to, you know, to the Arcturians. And yeah, so that's usually where I'm journeying to. So people who might want to explore that could start out with upper world journey, but it's possible to probably to meet them at, in any of the worlds if you wanted to.
Mm. And I know that from past conversations we've had, Gene, you have a high success rate, you know, if we can say so, of meeting beings from other worlds. And in your case, mostly the Arcturians, because I think that's where you have a lot of your deep connection. And so are there any maybe techniques you can share with someone who is feeling resonance? Because we are getting a lot of people writing in specifically about the Arcturians, and we'll go to questions in a little while. So I know I'm cutting my own question off, but let me just remind everyone, star two to raise your hand if you'd like to speak with Gene. So star two to raise your hand, or you can put your question in on the question box. So your questions, everyone, triggered this this question. There's a lot of people who are feeling resonance with the Arcturians, either star family or maybe being visited by, or maybe connections are attempted, mostly from the Arcturians towards whoever's writing in. But if we wanted to initiate that contact, if we do a form of journey or whatever we do, are there things or intentions we can set to, you know, help us be more successful, if you would, in establishing that contact or that connection, rather?
Yeah, no, it's a great question, and maybe I'll focus specifically on the journey technique. If people have that familiarity and wanted to use journeying as one of the techniques to make a connection with the Arcturians, one is to keep things very simple. I learned most of my training with different shamanic tools through the Michael Harner School called Foundation for Shamanic Studies. But one of the things they taught us is to have a very specific intention for why you're doing your journey. So you're not sort of just, let's say, going off into the upper world, but you're not really sure exactly why you're visiting the Arcturians. This helps to act almost like a GPS signal, or if you want to say metaphorically, it helps to, if you're tuning your radio, metaphorically to the frequency, you know exactly what station you're tuning it to. So it could be very simple. It could be simply your intention is I'm going to meet the Arcturians to receive whatever information they have for me. Or it could be very specific, like I'm going to journey to the Arcturians to ask them specifically how to heal, like, let's say, my broken leg. It could be very specific or open, but as long as you have a clear, simple intention, and try not to make it multiple intentions at once, just one single one. And then, without going too deeply into the shamanic technique, unless we wanted to spend time with that, then you would like sort of move off in your portal to the upper world towards the Arcturians, and then let the journey take over. And then the second point, which is very subtle, but actually is quite important, is to trust the process. So everything that happens on the journey at that point is a response to your question. So that's why it's good to only keep it to one point or one intention, and to trust what you're seeing and what you're experiencing, and that it might not come in visual form. It could come in any of the five senses, or it could simply be a conscious mind-to-mind transmission. So you may not even feel like you went anywhere, but only when you come back you realize that you weren't actually in the same space of consciousness that you now are when you've come back. So just to summarize that, so one is to have a specific intention, and two is to trust the process once it starts.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Let's do this, Gene. Let's go to the phones. We'll take some callers, then we'll go to the web, and we'll see what people are writing about. There's so many amazing things that people are experiencing, and I just love that part of the show. So let's do that. And then later on, everyone, Gene is going to share with us about the Arcturian Accelerator Program. And actually, there's already some people writing in about that program with questions. So that's also what's prompting this from me. And then right at the end, or very close to the end, should I rather say, there's going to be the Arcturian Frequency process that Gene is going to take everyone through. So if it comes up, Gene, are there going to be any healings that come through, do you think? Are we open to that at this part of the show?
Oh, yeah. We could totally do that, any requests. And then we can all experience the frequencies together, but it will also be geared to whoever called for their specific intention.
Okay, wonderful. Well, let's go to Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. And the last four digits of your phone number are 9306, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. You're on live.
Thank you very, very much. I've been trying to get through to Gene for a long time. I'm really excited. So my question
wonderful.
Is, how? Yes, I am very excited. So my question is, how do you remember that you've had the awareness of making a connection with the Arcturians?
Can I catch your name for a second?
I'm sorry, Linda.
Okay. Yeah, so because I've done it mostly, through the, there are some other techniques that I can mention. They may take a little time to go through if we have that time. But let's say just with the journeying, because I'm consciously initiating the journey experience, and it's usually, let's say the journey is 5, 10, maybe max 15 minutes. And then when I come back, I'm aware of what's going on. Because I initiate it and then I'm like aware or kind of awake during the journey experience, I'm remembering what I'm experiencing with the Arcturians. And then what I do as a practice, and I didn't mention this, is as soon as you come back, it's good to write down or jot down what you experience, because you'll tend to forget it because you experience the connection in an altered state of consciousness. And even how clear it is, when you come back, you're in a waking state of consciousness, and that memory will soon dissipate because of the different state of consciousness you're in. So it's a good practice to then take notes right away. So I'm not sure if that answers your question,
but not really.
How I remember. Mm-hmm.
No, I.
So
how would we, the people who are listening to you, how would we become aware that we've had the experience when, like you said, it's kind of like a lucid dream? You'd come back, and then it would be, boom, it kind of dissipates really fast. So what would help us to become more aware of having an experience with the Arcturians?
Mm-hmm. Are you assuming that you are doing a journey to them?
Oh.
Or just sort of...
I just would like the connection.
Okay, yeah. So it is possible, like with the Arcturians and also spiritual beings, in a sense, to have a sort of, they could come into your presence without you sort of knowing it initially. But usually they won't initiate anything quite in depth unless you've consciously invited them. It's one of the hallmarks of higher spiritual beings. That they respect your free will. So usually you'll have to make somewhat of a conscious intention that you would like the Arcturians to be present, let's say, in your meditation. You don't have to do a formal journey, but if you did a journey, then, of course, you have that process. Or if you are doing a healing, if you do any type of energy healing and you did an invocation where you invited the Arcturians to be part of your energy healing session, they would respect or would need that conscious invitation, so that they're not overcoming your free will. And at that point, then you would just simply begin to try to stay aware of what is occurring, even if it might be small, vibrational shifts or changes, as well as you might receive actual verbal messages or pictorial images after the invitation. And then I would say right afterwards, take notes, actually write down even the smallest things into your notepad. And then over time, if you continue this sort of invitation and sort of almost documenting right after, you'll begin to accumulate sort of information on your interaction with the Arcturians.
Because I feel like I have invited them many times, but I don't remember the interaction.
Do you usually...
Can you tell me if I've been able to, or... I don't know.
Yeah. Usually in general, if you have invited them in, they've been present, and like what you're pointing out is that you may or may not have necessarily remembered everything that happened. I was going to ask, is it sometimes that you might become drowsy or fall asleep or just enter a very deep state of consciousness after you've invited them in?
Yeah, probably drowsy.
Yeah, it could be because the, what we'll experience later on, some of the frequencies because the frequencies can sometimes be strong, and also when they're in the healing mode, they can put us in a very deep, relaxed state. And in that case, it's almost like we, like you said, are somewhat in a lucid dream or sort of in between dreaming and waking. And then when we come out, it's very difficult to actually have remembered anything. And so in that case, sort of the Arcturians are kind of in what I would say is in, we're in the healing mode, sort of like you're receiving more a healing. And so it may or may not be so important to remember sort of concrete details in that case, unless you would like to start to become like remember sort of more information type content. In which case you could maybe shift to some of the techniques we talked about, like the journeying, or a more, you may, when you request them to come in, be in a more seated vertical position, almost like you're meditating and not necessarily lying down. I'm not sure which position you're in. That way you'll stay kind of more in the semi-awake mode. And then you can remember some of the experiences that are occurring more clearly.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank
yeah,
you, Linda.
I hope that helped. Yeah,
I need to talk to you for quite a while. So thank you very, very much, both of you.
All right.
Thank you. Really
okay. Much love. All right. Beautiful. Okay. Let's go to Bozeman, Montana. 9669 are the last four digits. Bozeman, Montana, you're live.
Hi, Ian. Thank you very much. Hi, Jean.
Hi.
My name is Sahara. I was fortunate to have a contact with you a few months ago, Jean, and I had asked for healing in a particular arena, and what happened was I had a remarkable regeneration of another area. And I would like to request a healing energy for my left foot at this time. I had surgery on it years ago, and it seems that the nerves were affected, and so it gets wonky on me and goes out. And if I could receive healing energies to remedy that situation, it would be really fantastic.
Great. Yeah, I'm glad the previous session was so beneficial. And yeah, we can experience a number of frequencies here, both specifically for your request, and anyone who's on the call or even through the replay will also be experiencing these frequencies. Okay, so you can just relax and we'll start. We're going to use actually three frequencies. And so people can just relax and see what they feel. And we're also working on Sahara's left foot. So we're starting with the Metatron Melchizedek Arcturian Mandala healing frequency. And this is a very open general frequency from three different classes of being, Metatron, Melchizedek, and the Arcturian. And usually while the frequencies are running, I usually am silent or quiet, but I'll try to chime in every so often so people still feel the verbal connection. Now we're moving to the Arcturian repatterning of cells frequency. This works at a cellular and DNA level. And then finally, we're utilizing a frequency called Arcturian brain balancing, which works at the nervous system level. Okay, that ends the short healing session then.
Thank you so much. I have a couple of questions, well, a question and a statement. That repatterning and the brain balancing, are those frequencies available through your website?
I believe they are on one of the packages. I think if you look at my website, you'll be able to find one with those there.
Okay. And the other thing I would like to say to everyone on this call, because I had the privilege of obtaining this Arcturian Accelerator package, that's your special offer today, and I highly recommend that everybody take advantage of it, because I've been having remarkable experiences with it. I've gone through five rounds of the seven that you are recommending, and I would be grateful if, when you speak about the package, if you would expand on the potential of the seven rounds of the seven processes.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Thank you for that endorsement. But, yeah, I'll go into that.
Super.
Thanks,
super.
Sahara.
Thank you so much for this.
Oh,
thank you.
Of course, beautiful soul. Much love to you. Bye now. Wonderful. Well, why don't we do this then? So I know there's people with questions, and we will get back to the phones, I promise, and we'll also get to some of the web questions. But since Sahara brought it up and it's fresh in our minds, let's do this. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, I'm going to have Gene tell you about his package now. If you're on the webinar page, go ahead and click the offer button underneath Gene's smiling photograph, and that'll take you to a page that is the Arcturian Accelerator Program that Sahara was just talking about on the phone. And so if you're not on the webinar page and you'd like to follow along, then you would type in WOTA show, not summit, show.com/Gene, which is G-E-N-E and the number 5. So WOTA show.com, we made it shorter so it's easy to type, /Gene, G-E-N-E, 5, almost a J. It's not J, it's G. Okay, so that will take you to this page. Thanks, everyone, for humoring me. Okay, so Gene, please tell us about the Octurian Accelerator Program, and also specifically for Sahara's sake, can you talk about the seven cycles?
Yeah, so these are a host of brand new Arcturian frequencies, at least within the Arcturian healing method that came through at the beginning of the year. And the intention was to have a series of frequencies to accelerate our spiritual consciousness or our light body consciousness, sort of in the same vein of what we've been talking about in terms of working with a higher spiritual beings. They are able to, in a way, assist us, although we are our own divine, light within. It helps to work with higher beings with certain energetic tools that can help to reveal that divine light more quickly or in a more expansive fashion. So that was the request I had to the Arcturians, and these were seven different frequencies that came through. They work with our seven subtle bodies, and I'll just mention them. So you'll, if you, get the package is separated into seven MP3 programs or MP3 sessions, and they each work on a different subtle body. So one would be physical, Arcturian Accelerator physical, and then there would be one for the etheric or pranic body, one for the emotional body, then the mental body, the causal or karmic body, the spiritual body, and then the divine body. And so each of those has a unique Arcturian Accelerator frequency. Also embedded on each of those recordings is a meditation sequence, which you is optional. You don't have to do that meditation, although you can. It will help to build that pillar of light very strongly. So if you really are geared or motivated to do a type of energetic bodybuilding, so to speak, to really structure your subtle bodies, particularly that pillar of light that we were discussing with communicating with higher beings, that meditation sequence that's already embedded onto the recording is something you could actively do. Alternatively, you could not really pay attention to that and simply, like in an energy session, let the frequencies work on your system so that you have the choice there. And that meditation sequence, if you, I'll just say it really quickly, but it's there written into the write-up. It works on the first chakra above your head, the your head center, your throat center, your heart center, your belly center. It's sometimes they call it the hara or lower dantian. And then it also builds the center that's right beneath your root chakra, which I call in the Arcturian system the thunder chakra. It's more where your kundalini energy is housed. So the meditations is also a type of kundalini-type meditation. So those are the centers that we will be built in a very balanced fashion. Now, there are some sort of energetic overlays or informational imprints into the entire system that you kind of connect with through resonance. But I'll point these out consciously, and that's what Sahara was referring to. So the number seven is a unique vibration. So there's a reason there's seven programs, besides the fact that they match very nicely with your seven subtle bodies. So you're overall building your seven subtle bodies in a balanced fashion. But the number seven in the modality called biogeometry, that numerical vibration carries a certain vibration, which they call in that system horizontal negative green. Those are kind of very specific words to that system, but the upshot or the conclusion to that is that this horizontal negative green is a spiritual carrier wave vibration. It basically carries other vibrations through space and time. So by doing this seven that's embedded into the program, you're sort of carrying your intention, your development, your acceleration forward more in a magnified, accelerated way with that spiritual carrier wave through space and time. So that's one of the embedded informational programs into the system. The other thing is that the seven is nicely built in. If you'd like to do it, a meditation once a day, you could do or do one of these programs once a day. It kind of fits into the week. You don't have to do it that quickly, but there is another idea here, and that's to do seven rounds. So one round would be doing the program once through each of them. So that would be seven times because there's seven MP3s. And you do that for seven rounds. So what you get there is seven times seven is 49. I mentioned that there is an activation of your Kundalini and a Kundalini meditation on each of the programs or each of the recordings. And they're not all the same, the meditation, so there are some differences and variations. But the idea here is that your Kundalini channel, which is that central channel of energy I was referring to that's within your physical body, that's part of the pillar of light that's within your physical body. So the Kundalini channel of that central channel is made up of seven layers. And there's seven sublayers in that, in each of the Kundalini layers. So that's how you get 49. So by doing the program, seven rounds, and because there's seven MP3s in each round, you're going into resonance with activating all 49 layers of your Kundalini channel. So it's a type of resonance activity and numerical vibrational activity. And so Sahara was referring, she had already done five rounds and, you know, was getting profound effects. And what I was probably intuiting is as she's going into the deeper rounds, you're really getting into a very deep core aspect of awakening that Kundalini channel. And just to say one or two words about that, the Kundalini channel or the central channel is slightly in front of your spine. It kind of like runs vertically. It's an energy channel. And a lot of so-called non-dual yogic systems, the goal is to get your awareness into the central channel and meditate there. When your awareness and your prana enters the central channel, you can access very deep states of non-dual awareness. And so as you're awakening, and as Sahara specifically was saying, as she's maybe perhaps going into those deeper rounds, she's also more easily accessing those deeper non-dual ground states of consciousness. So that could be one effect that you can have, and that perhaps Sahara, just my own intuition, is also entering. Mm-hmm. So that's built into the system. Yeah. Hopefully I won't go too far on this, but yeah.
No, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I wanted to just touch on something briefly, Gene, because your programs also include periods where the frequency is being transmitted, and on these audios there will be periods where there is silence, but the frequencies are being transmitted. For those people who haven't experienced your work and buy this, and they hear those silences, those periods of silence, can you just talk through that to give people an understanding of what's really happening?
Yeah. So the entire time from the get-go of the transmission, when I, start, I'm channeling the Arcturian accelerator frequency, probably some other advanced Arcturian healing method frequencies that you'll hear me say. I'm like, just like when we were doing the call-ins today, I would say I'm starting the Metatron Melchizedek Arcturian mandala healing frequency, and then usually I was silent. And that's because I'm basically channeling, or the energies are coming into your system. And sometimes I'm silent for the entire time until the next frequency comes in. So even though there's nothing I'm verbally saying, the frequencies are running during that time. And then I'll usually say I'm now channeling, let's say, Arcturian accelerator causal frequency. And then at that point from then on, until I say something again or change the frequency, the frequencies are running on your system. So cause that's how that would work during the recording.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So there's healing that's also embedded within these activation audios. So, you know, for someone who is looking to achieve higher states of consciousness, these would be a wonderful program, especially if someone takes the time to do the rounds. But there's also healing. So if someone is looking to purchase this because of the healing frequencies that are being transmitted, do they have to focus on the particular area of their body? So set the intention. Let's say I'm experiencing pain in my left side. Should I set the intention? And are there specific accelerator audios I should be listening to for example, pain? Or can you just share a little bit how that piece works?
Yeah. So if you want to treat or use the accelerator frequencies or recordings in a more healing mode, then you don't really have to follow the meditation sequence during that time, because maybe you're more in sort of in a relaxation, regeneration type mode where you might just want to be aware and not have to, you know, actively sort of focus on different parts of your energy field. Then you would just play the recording as if, you know, a healer was, you were lying down on a massage table, for example, and someone, myself or someone else, was doing an energy healing, and you simply let the frequencies work in your system. They have their own intelligence. They'll go wherever they need to. And you can just be aware if you may even fall asleep, because that's a really good state of consciousness for regeneration. In the example you gave, well, just to give people an idea, because the accelerator frequencies are broken up into your seven subtle bodies, you can almost gear them to where you think the cause or the symptom is located. So if you had a physical symptom, I would start out with the Arcturian accelerator number one, which is geared to the physical body, for example. Of course, if that pain in the side you also sense was, let's say, karmic in origin, then you would move to the Arcturian accelerator number five, and you could play that at another point in time. And that would work more on healing or balancing your karmic body. So in that way, you can almost, mix and match and choose based on both the symptomology as well as what you think the causation is in terms
Wonderful.
Of where, what body it's coming from.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And so right in the beginning, and I'm going to wrap this part up because I do want to get back to the community and answer some questions. But right in the beginning, you gave a bit of an explanation around what the Arcturians downloaded to you based on what you were asking for. Can you just share that with us in just like a very brief sentence again? What was it that you were asking for and you were downloaded this information to create this package with?
Yeah, so, these were brand new frequencies for this year. They're still really kind of the cutting edge of the method. And the idea was, as we were entering this sort of new cycle, the new year, we were always faced with new learning experiences, new challenges, perhaps new projects. So the idea was to bring in a new set of frequencies, perhaps building on frequencies that were already in the Arcturian healing method. It's a bit like when you've already established a certain level of consciousness and frequencies, like you had mentioned earlier, then you can even access higher dimensional frequencies that kind of build on top of that. And so this was kind of a request to access, perhaps the next level to help us along our path, particularly for this year.
Wonderful. It's always amazing to have that level of support. So thank you so much for bringing this into our consciousness and bringing this to the show and offering it to the wisdom community. And I can't wait to hear some of the feedback. So just like Sahara mentioned, maybe on following shows, we'll have some people who take your program and share some of the results they're experiencing and some of the experiences they're experiencing. So thank you so much, Jean, for making that available.
Oh, great. No, thank you.
Of course, of course. All right, let's go to the The web. Okay, there's a lot of questions. Where do I start? So let me get some guidance here. Okay, so just a question from Jane in New South Wales, Australia. Can we request the Arcturian to send distance healing to a loved one?
I'll kind of show or teach one or two methods with this type of distance healing that I learned shamanically, as well as a lovely request. So we can start with maybe even like with these recordings, for example. If your loved one is in need of healing and open to it, then when you play the recording, you can also sort of invite their higher self into the session, and just make that intention and the frequencies, because they can go beyond space time, like in distance healing, will also be sort of channeled to them. It's almost a type of, for people who know, radiesthesia, which is a type of vibrational energy science. It's almost it's a type of radiesthesia technique where you're simply connecting to who you want the vibrations to go to. The other way is, which I didn't even mention, but maybe it's almost self-evident. Whenever you do healing, if you want to work with the Arcturians, you don't need anything special, recordings or otherwise. You could just simply invoke or ask the Arcturians to come into your healing session if you're a professional healer or do healing as a hobby or just for yourself or your family. Just ask the Arcturians to come and assist you in the beginning, so you may feel different frequencies come in. But let's say your mother, who's in another part of Australia, needs healing, then and you're sort of would like a distance healing for her, then you could simply request, the divine and then the Arcturians to do a healing for your mother. And then that's actually enough. And then the energy will go to her, and the Arcturian intelligence will know what to do. It could be that simple. So that's the second way. We'll keep it at that. Maybe we can try using those two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. So this is Dawn from Pickering. I don't know where Pickering is. It's a big world. This here, I think, Jean, if you wouldn't mind, if I'm not putting you on the spot here, if you could help bring in some Arcturian healing frequencies for Dawn's throat chakra. Dawn has thyroid problems, she states. But the reason I'm asking you to do this is maybe you can expand that into more of a group healing, which I know you've done before, because I know from having done a lot of these shows that many people write in regarding thyroid problems. So is there something that you can channel, some healing frequency that you can channel that the whole group can benefit from?
Oh, yeah. There's a very specific endocrine frequency called the Arcturian endocrine activation. Of course, the thyroid being a very central endocrine organ for our metabolism, and so we're gonna channel the Arcturian endocrine activation, both specifically for Dawn and for her throat and thyroid. But this will also work for everyone on the call who'd like to receive that frequency, and it can work anywhere in your system. It doesn't have to only work or even work on the thyroid. Okay,
thank you.
So we're starting with the Arcturian endocrine activation frequency. It's working specifically for Dawn's request on her throat and thyroid, as well as everyone's either silent or open request, however it might be most beneficial. continuing to run the Arcturian endocrine activation frequency, working on your specific request, or in an open general fashion, wherever it is most needed. Frequency has ended there.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate you doing that for everyone, Gene. I know that thyroid issues, quote unquote, have been quite prevalent, so appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, let's take another live caller. And let's go to New York, and the last four digits of the phone number are 3731, and you're on live.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. Gene, it's really amazing work you're doing, and I have listened to your show before, and I have a plethora of questions, but I'm only going to ask one. I am pretty severely ill, and I want to get your package, but putting that aside, I've been really trying to make contact with the Arcturians, and I wanted to know if they have, in fact, come and done healing work on me. That's because of the great pain I experienced at night. I've been calling on them just with my mind. So I will just, concede to what you say.
Mm-hmm. I do think they've been helping you. Really, when you, I was mentioning before, when you make that request, they will come to benefit you in whatever way is most helpful. Sometimes we might not feel it right away, or sometimes it could be quite profound, and you can trust that that's happening. You may feel certain sensations, and then over time you can also ask them and sort of track your results. And of course, the best way with all types of energy or bioenergy or multidimensional or spiritual healing, of course, is the miracle mindedness is, if possible, not to expect any particular result. And so my sense is, they have been coming in to assist you.
And I'd like to, it just popped in my head, is there a reason why I'm going through this severe 3 years of just severe pain and the medical doctors aren't able to help me? May I see many specialists for the many conditions? It's almost surreal what I'm going through.
It's kind of so tough to say, but one thing that I've heard that was very helpful is, not that I think you're in that mode, but a lot of times we see illnesses as something we're fighting, or something that we'd rather not have, of course. But another way to work with illnesses as a type of information field or entity, in the sense of as a conscious information field, is as a type of initiation learning experience. In a sense, we're being accelerated as an initiation process. And that way, we go into a very positive resonance with whatever process might be happening to us. And then after those initiation learnings are over, then that experience is let go of, or is gone through. So
you give me hope when you say it's over. You give me a lot of hope when you say it's over. Is that mm-hmm. something you sense that it will be over?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my
it's,
God.
You know that. Oh, go ahead.
No, you were saying yes. I was listening to you.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's my sense, and that's kind of you know what I was saying in general. The kind of idea with this is that as if it is seen as an initiation process, that when those learnings and accelerations from that particular process been gone through, then it's let go of and it does come to an end.
Okay. Thank you so much, Gene. Thank you.
Much love.
Yeah.
All the best.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. Wonderful. Well, Gene, let's do this. You have a process for the community, and I'll let you explain the Arcturian accelerator frequencies. So if you would, share with us a little bit about what you'll be performing, if you will, and then also some of the benefits that people will be receiving simply by receiving what you are transmitting.
Yeah. So we're going to experience two of the Arcturian accelerator frequencies. One will be for the Arcturian accelerator astral frequency, emotional frequency, which of course is part of the astral body, but specifically the emotional portion. And that will work to balance our emotional body. If there are particular traumas that you'd like to release, sometimes they're called samskaras, this particular frequency can clear those. And then we'll also be working with the spiritual frequency, or the Arcturian accelerator spiritual frequency, which accesses our spiritual blueprint, or sometimes referred to as our Akashic records. So if you need to access aspects of your spiritual blueprint or higher self information that may help accelerate your life or put it onto its most ideal path or timeline, this frequency will help to access that information from your spiritual dimension. Okay.
Thank you so much.
So, yeah, so people are ready, you can just simply be aware, and I'll call out or mention when these different frequencies are being channeled, they're being worked through. Okay. So we're going to start with the Arcturian accelerator emotional frequency. So this frequency is working to balance our emotional body. Continuing to work with the Arcturian accelerator emotional frequency. Now we're shifting to the Arcturian accelerator spiritual frequency that will be accessing our spiritual blueprint as well as our Akashic record information, whatever is most relevant to us right now. We're continuing to channel the Arcturian accelerator spiritual frequency. And that completes the Arcturian Accelerator spiritual frequency and also the experience of the two Arcturian Accelerator frequencies.
Mm.
You can gently come back to your body now.
Beautiful. Thank you for the channel. Thank you for the transmission, sharing that with everyone. So fortunate to be part of this show where we can experience these incredible transmissions that we otherwise wouldn't be able to experience. And so we're absolutely in the receiving mode. Deep gratitude for you being on the show, Jean, for coming and sharing your knowledge and sharing your insights and your wisdom regarding the Arcturians and connecting with higher beings from all realms. So it's been amazing having you on the show, Gene. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thanks for creating this and allowing all the channels of light to come through and to connect with all the different people around the world. It's wonderful.
Mm. Yeah, I also am in deep gratitude for just being able to be the connector, because that's really all I am. I just turn the light switch on, you know. I connect, you know, the lights and the electricity. I just turn the light on, and that's my role, is to connect amazing, amazing people like you, Gene, who have really answered the calling and have been open to receive your gifts, because you had a choice. You had a choice to accept them or to turn your back on them, but you chose to accept them and to really embody them, and you have the capacity to share them. So thank you so much. And as we wrap this up, Gene, is there anything that I have either forgotten to ask you, should have mentioned? Is your higher self or even the Arcturians telling you that there's something else to share? How would you like to finish this?
Oh, yeah, I think we had a great discussion. It was wonderful to be able to talk with everyone, to hear the requests. And, you know, I was hearing that people perhaps are interested in either connecting with the Arcturians or have maybe made their own requests and are wondering if their connections are there. And so I'll just reiterate that the Arcturians, they're very open and want to help humanity. They do, at least my understanding, ask that there be the conscious intention to have them work on with you or on you or with your loved ones, so they wouldn't just impose themselves. And so so people should trust, and if they do feel that connection, to continue to explore that connection with the Arcturians. And I think it'll be very fruitful.
Beautiful, beautiful. And everyone, to honor Gene and the time that he has spent in putting his program together, take a look at that program. If you feel that resonance in working more deeply with the Arcturians and also accelerating consciousness, expanding consciousness in that way, then I invite you to really feel into this program, this package, the 7 Arcturian accelerators that Gene has made available to us. So, again, Gene, thank you for the time that you spent putting that program together so that everyone can participate and partake in really this transmission of light and healing that is coming through from the Arcturian beings for us to be able to, you know, embody and receive that which is really being gifted to us from the higher realms. So again, one more round of thank you and gratitude and appreciation for you being on the Wisdom Show, Gene. Much love. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, Ian. Thanks again. Thanks for everything. And thanks, everyone.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, everyone, our time today has come to an end. Thank you for showing up, for being here. Thank you for being the beautiful, shining light bulbs that you are, the stars that you are, and sharing your amazing energy, bringing your energy and your own vibrations to the show so that we may collectively raise our vibration and our frequency. We thank Divine Mother, we thank Divine Father, we thank Mother Earth, we thank Father Son, the Ancient Ones, and we give special thanks and recognition to the Arcturians. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for all that you give. Thank you for all that you offer. And we thank the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service for being here and supporting us. Much love to you all. Bye now.